It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. And then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I've been advocating since all of this stuff hit the fan last week for the bubble approach, not take them all to Orlando, or to two cities in Canada, not that Canada would let any American football teams in right now, but put them in hotels in their cities. Restrict their movement. Hotel, practice facility. Back to the hotel. Lather, rinse, repeat until it's time to go play a game. Always keep guys together. That's the only way to do it. The NFL's approach is accept the fact that there are going to be guys who test positive and do what you can to prevent it from spreading. Fine, but why not just do what you can to prevent guys from testing positive?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. That was Mike Florio. We talked to him yesterday, and he made that suggestion. And David, you know, I think what's really shocking this morning is we learn of more COVID-19 positives in the NFL. Stephon Gilmore, really good player with New England, obviously the highlight name there, someone from the Raiders. It's been reported as well. But I think the thing with New England is that Cam Newton, while not symptomatic, did test positive. And so they kind of did their own little tracing, and they figured out everybody that was in close proximity to him. And then they took two different planes, one out of Boston and the other out of Providence. And they separated the 20 guys that they felt were closest in contact to Cam Newton from the rest of the team. And then they go and they play a football game where it doesn't matter what flight you took. Everybody is playing. So that's crazy in a way, right?
Doesn't it strike you as absurd, that idea that we're going to put certain people that were exposed more to Cam and the other people are going to be on a separate plane and we'll hope for the best? This seemed like a tremendous gamble by the league and by the Patriots. The fact they got on a jet, two jets, and they flew to Kansas City, and without knowing about the incubation period, Stephon Gilmore test positive the morning after playing against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and you see these images on social media, and they're disturbing, and you wonder where this is going to lead. The Chiefs so far have not had any positive tests. You hope that's going to continue to be the case. Look, I think Mike Florio's got a point that the league has got to discuss this morning. The bubble concept has worked for the NBA. It has worked for the NHL. It is working for Major League Baseball, which pivoted and made their postseason a bubble experience. It's not ideal. There will be sacrifice involved. But if you care about getting your season in, and there's still three quarters of the season to play, it's something the league has got to strongly consider, or else this is going to be, you fear, a weekly sort of occurrence and a news cycle.
Well, and I think that, you know, this is when we're talking about this disease, we know it's airborne. We know that people are getting it quite easily, and that if you are not taking proper precautions, you are likely to test positive for it because it spreads like that. It's very contagious. I think that I got a texter mad at me for saying that it's shocking that it would happen. I think what's shocking is the idea that you thought that was somehow going to prevent anything, that you thought if we take two different planes and we get there separately and then we test, then when we all get on the field together, there'll be no problem for anyone. Again, these tests are measuring you in a particular moment. And we always hear about the quarantine time, that if you are exposed, you need to quarantine and wait whatever it is, 5 to 7 days, to figure out if you have been infected. And you're not going to do that if you're going to be playing football games once a week.
They expected positive tests. I think they will be the first to tell you that. They expected this to be, you know, the case. And so they will want to sound prepared. It's not so much that we're doubting that they would expect positive tests. It's how do you react to those positive tests? And do you act in a way that we can look in retrospect, in hindsight, and say that was a responsible approach to it? And I just look at the way that, you know, I was shocked that they didn't postpone that Chiefs-Patriots game. It was fun to watch. Oh, it was entertaining television, and I'm sure the ratings reflect that, because we'd love to see Bill Belichick go against Andy Reid, and boy, didn't they have a good plan against Patrick Mahomes. All the while, they're exposing the entire Chiefs roster to COVID in a way that we didn't realize until this morning. That, to me, will look back and haunt. It's a hauntingly bad decision in retrospect, right? Because you don't know where this is headed. So I think you've got to consider all these options. Bubble, no bubble.
How does a bubble work? How would a bubble work? Let's just take the Bears. You know, you're moving everybody into a hotel nearby. Is that the idea, that you would get everyone separate from their families, from outside contact, and you'd basically be shuttling people from the practice facility to their hotel and come up with some, I don't know, some kind of movie night or something to try to entertain some of these guys, and everybody could stay together, provided they were separate from anyone else?
A complex, hotel, you know, facility, controlling the environment to the degree that you can, controlling the behavior, controlling the transportation, testing along the way. Yeah, all the things that have been products of and what you've seen in the other sports bubbles that have worked. The tricky thing about the NFL is that it's one game per week. Every week is a season unto itself. With the Major League Baseball and the playoffs and the NHL and NBA playoffs, you had consecutive games. You didn't have, frankly, the mental health challenges that would exist if you had to isolate these guys, you know, sure, in a bubble for the next, you know, we're talking about through the playoffs, right? So the Super Bowl is the first week in February, or second week in February. So that's a long time, Mully, to consider isolating these players away from their families. And so there's a lot riding on what happens in the next couple of days or week, determining how the league pivots and reacts to this.
And we've got a lot of people reacting on the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And I kind of agree with this idea. The two planes are just for optics. The NFL has never cared about player safety before. Why would they start now? That was about optics. I mean, I'm not going to damn the NFL for everything that's going on in the history of the game. I think that they are trying to do what they can, but I don't know what other than optics that is. You're trying to protect your roster for what? For 4 hours, 6 hours, however long it takes to get to an airport and fly someplace, and then we got to have the meeting because we got to figure out how we're going to win?
It's illogical if you're talking about optics, because it doesn't make any sense. I thought it was maybe for convenience. Guys who were living closer to Logan rather than Providence, they would go that route, and the other guys who lived closer to the other airport would go the other plane. You know, the fact that they tried to maybe sell this as an idea of being responsible and isolating those players is nonsense, because they're all dressing in the same locker room in Kansas City. They're all going to be, you know, within hugging distance of each other, breathing distance, whatever, 6 feet of each other on the field. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know the optics. You want to know optics now? The optics of Stephon Gilmore hugging Patrick Mahomes face mask to face mask on that field Monday night, and that's a picture circulating now, and you're wondering what that means and what it would take. What's it going to take before the league does respond? Is another superstar the caliber of Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore going to have a positive test for them to respond in a way that you think is more responsible.
And you know, we have another texter checking in saying that it's a lot different for a 25-year-old to test positive than people at other ages. Yeah. How old is Bill Belichick? How old are these coaches? How old are some of the support staff?
Yeah, I'm glad you read that text because I saw it and I just rolled my eyes because this is the point that people keep missing, okay? It's not just about the 25-year-old professional athlete or the 18 to 22-year-old college football player. It's all the people that they could be exposed to who are more vulnerable, who don't have it, who might get it, who might not, you know, might be the recipient of having the virus spread. You're trying to decrease that, diminish that, eliminate that. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
have we not learned anything in 7 months? Come on.
Apparently not. And again, I think that just from an athlete standpoint, how long does this affect you? We don't have any real information. I mean, you got to kind of follow the science of the thing. They're playing the season because it's what they do, and they want to make money doing it. The bubble thing is not a terrible idea. I just don't know how you'd pull it off. I don't know how you would go about, you know, you'd have to get a hotel. You'd have to have everyone put up at a hotel. You'd have to try to, you know, make sure that people aren't sneaking out and the whole bit. Well, you know, you'd have to watch it. And then, I mean, it just seems like it's not a small number of people. It's a ridiculous amount of people you're talking about. Not just 53 guys and then the practice squad and then all the coaches and the support staff. It's there's so many people that you're trying to deal with. I just don't know how a bubble would work.
It's an enormous challenge, and that's what makes it different from the rest of the league. You got 53 players, as we talked about, and all the support staff and assistant coaches. It can be done. It's just an enormous undertaking to start to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And another text is thank you, 708. Ask Yoan Moncada if it's not a big deal for young people to test positive. I mean, I think we all saw in Chicago the effects of that having, you know, the coronavirus at the beginning of the season had on him 60 games later, and still the after effects. You just don't know. Everybody's different.
Yeah, and I would encourage everyone to take your lead from the medical people. Take your lead from the scientists. Don't rely on any half-arsed ideas that people are trying to put out there about this stuff. You need to kind of look into it and understand what's really happening and what the treatment is for the vast majority of people and how quickly this does dissipate or doesn't. The term long hauler is frightening. And, you know, there are people at a younger age that have gone through a living hell with this. So it's nothing to take lightly. I think we all need to take all the proper precautions for ourselves and for each other. And, you know, maybe John Gruden needs to get the message, huh?
Well, yeah, or set a better example. That's what it's all about. I mean, these guys in the league, you can't set this sort of example and be a symbol of invincibility, because this isn't, there's nothing invincible about, you know, being somebody. You're not immune to the coronavirus. It doesn't really care who you are or what your status is. It will strike. And so you have to protect yourselves and be responsible. Well put, follow the science and pay attention to that.
All right, we'll get a chance to talk to Dan Bernstein next, and Layla Rahimi is in with him as well. So we'll get a chance to talk to both of them right after this. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
This is the Mully and Hall Morning Show, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9. Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AAMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already October and the leaves are falling. If you're still thinking about that perfect home, it's not too late. And with mortgage interest rates in the twos, you have so much more buying power. At the Home Loan Expert office, we can get you pre-approved and locked in the same day and have you closed in 30 days or less. Enjoy the holidays in your new home and get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The top of the hour brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit gliglenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition.
Come on, it's worldwide.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening today.
means a lot to us, and our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
I think that's what it means with calibrate.
That's what it means. And God bless you, Kevbo. Kevin Zipak, great job as always.
I categorize him as the GOAT for sure.
No, I don't think so. But Ray, you are the GOAT. You're the